This is the Shofar Wire Evening Edition. Sound the alarm. Report the truth. Here is the restoration report. The heat intensifies. Not merely the physical heat bearing down upon the lands, but the heat of Yahuwah's judgment upon Edom, a fire consuming the foundations of their false order. We witness it in the shifting sands of power, in the crumbling of their carefully constructed illusions. The death of Khamenei, celebrated by those who serve Edom, is not a victory, but a symptom of the instability they themselves have sown, a desperate attempt to control the chaos they unleash. Yeshayahu spoke of this, a time when the strong would fall and the foundations of nations would tremble. Yeshayahu 21:11-12. They cling to their narratives, these descendants of Esau, attempting to portray themselves as architects of peace while simultaneously fueling the flames of conflict. Look to the maritime routes, to the escalating aggression in Lebanon and Gaza. Israel, the political state, continues to dance to Edom's tune, a pawn in their endless game of control. Yeshayahu warned us of this blindness, of a people deaf to counsel, inviting further judgment upon themselves. Yeshayahu 33:1-9. But within the darkness, a stirring, a reawakening among scattered Israel. The hand of Yahuwah is reaching out, drawing his people back from the far corners of the earth. This is the promise of restoration, the fulfillment of the ancient covenants. It isn't a political maneuver, a land grab orchestrated by the state of Israel. It is a spiritual awakening, a reclaiming of identity, a remembering of the covenant. And that reclaiming begins with the children. For too long, we have allowed Edom to shape the minds of the next generation. The institutions they've erected, these so-called centers of learning, are not dedicated to truth, but to indoctrination. They poison the well of knowledge, replacing the wisdom of the Torah with the philosophies of Babylon. They teach a history divorced from our heritage, a morality divorced from Yahuwah's law. Proverbs 22:6. They are stealing the inheritance of our children, replacing it with the lies of Edom, training them to serve a system openly hostile to the Creator. This is a subtle warfare, a slow erosion of identity. They offer progress and enlightenment, but these are merely masks concealing their true intentions. They seek to erase the memory of Yahuwah from the hearts of our children, to mold them into compliant citizens of a decaying world. But the time for complacency is over. The time for reclaiming what has been lost is now. Deuteronomy 30:1-10. We must return to covenant education, not to a rigid adherence to outdated forms, but to a vibrant, living transmission of truth, to a learning rooted in the Torah, grounded in the wisdom of our ancestors, and focused on cultivating a relationship with Yahuwah. This isn't about isolating ourselves from the world, but about equipping our children with the tools they need to navigate it, to discern truth from falsehood, to stand firm in their faith, and to live as witnesses to Yahuwah's grace. This means rebuilding our own institutions, creating spaces where our children can learn and grow in the light of the Torah. It means taking responsibility for their education, supplementing, and in some cases, replacing, the corrupted systems that seek to indoctrinate them. It means fostering a community of like-minded families, supporting each other in this vital work. Look around you. See the stagnation, the preoccupation with earthly matters. The United States, a bastion of the Babylonian system, is consumed by internal concerns while conflicts rage elsewhere. Y'all 1:4, they are distracted, blinded by their own arrogance, unable to see the hand of Yahuwah moving in the earth. And even as they cling to their crumbling financial foundations, manipulating gold markets and pursuing empty promises, the judgment continues. Malachi 1:3-5, the house of cards trembles. The heat intensifies. The restoration of Israel is not merely a political event. It is a spiritual awakening, a reclaiming of identity, a return to covenant. And it begins with the children. It begins with reclaiming their minds, their hearts, and their inheritance. It begins with a return to truth. Stay watchful, stay ready. Subscribe at shofarwire.com. This has been the Shofar Wire.